take that first small step, even if it doesn't seem like it's gonna help you, just because something is better than nothing.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Stories from 100 Days to Brave, a podcast where we hear real stories of friends who took the brave first steps to become who they truly are. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. You know, sometimes the bravest choice we can make is to stay right where we are and make the most of what we got. You know about fight or flight, right? It's what happens to our bodies when we're faced with a threat, when we have to choose if we're going to stay and fight or run away and hide. That struggle is real. And friends, sometimes you're going to face something that you did not ask for, a really sick kid or a job loss or a fractured marriage. And in those moments when we'd rather just run away and contemplate joining the actual circus just so we don't have to come back, I'm telling you, one of the bravest things you can do is look at the situation in front of you and decide, how am I going to move forward? That question is the catalyst to take just a teeny tiny step to make forward progress. But y'all, moving forward, no matter how small, it matters. That's where brave happens. Plus, when you take your eyes off the problem and look for joy and solutions, you'll be shocked at how quickly you find them. Our brave story today is from Laura Theobald. And Laura shares how she found joy in blooming right where she was, even though she admits that if it were left up to her, she would have never decided to end up there in the first place. And Laura also shows us why it's never too late to chase a new dream. And calling your shot like that, when you think your time's passed you by, that, my friends, it's a little scary. All right, here's Laura.
My name is Laura, and I live in Tucson, Arizona. Currently, right now, I work at a retail job because I used to work as a charity fundraiser. However, I'm kind of doing a bit of a pivot, and I'm actually starting law school in the fall of 2020. I'm really excited right now because I am engaged, so I'm really excited to start my life with my husband. So in November of 2017, I was laid off from my previous job where I worked as a charity fundraiser for a national nonprofit. I hadn't been happy at that job for a few months. I had been kind of getting the sense from God that it was time to leave, but I was honestly just really scared of trying to find a new job and just trying to figure out what I was supposed to be doing. So I just stayed there because it was easier to stay, but then God kind of shoved me out. In the months that followed, I spent a lot of time at home. I just didn't really know what I was supposed to be doing. I spent a lot of time with my cat. I was trying to navigate the unemployment system, which wasn't easy. It was just a really hard time in my life. So I've been following Annie on social media for a while, and I listened to her podcast, That Sounds Fun, and I had actually bought 100 Days to Brave. And I think what really resonated with me was just the message, I mean, of course, of being brave and just kind of stepping into, you know, who God created me to be. But also, I really appreciated how she encourages people to, you know, give themselves grace while they're being brave and kind of knowing when to say no and giving yourself time to kind of mourn the things that aren't going to happen. And so, you know, that message just really resonated with me and kind of doing the deep dive into, you know, me, myself, what God has done for me, what gifts God has blessed me with, and just the time to really, you know, spend with God talking about, okay, God, what do you want me to do? What is my next step? When I was applying to jobs, I was kind of keeping track and I had over 100 job applications that I filled out and lots of phone interviews and in-person interviews. You know, it was disappointing, especially when you start going in for those second and third interviews and you start doing more research into the company and more prep into the interviews. You know, you get your hopes up. You think, wow, this is where I could be. And then when it didn't happen, I was really crushed. It was just very disappointing. My favorite quote from 100 Days to Brave was, "So yeah, you can be sad, you can be angry, you can be confused, but you don't ever have a reason to despair. Even when it gets tragic and dark, do not despair. You are braver than that. I feel like sometimes in a lot of Christian culture, you feel like, oh, I have all of this hope in Jesus, so I have no reason to be unhappy. I shouldn't be allowed to feel negative things because I have this great hope in Jesus. And, you know, while that's true, still, life on this earth is hard. Life on this earth has suffering, and you have to give yourself the grace to be able to feel that, to go through those feelings, but know that ultimately you have that hope. And giving myself permission to feel the negative things, it just really helps, because it's, you know, you give yourself what I call the wallow time, and then at the end of it, you're like, all right, I can do this now. I got that out of me, and I worked through that, so now I can get to the next step. When I was doing 100 Days to Brave, one of the things that really helped me do was just dive into knowing that God does have something for me and that God has the right job for me. I just need to hold that faith. And 100 Days to Brave really helped me hold to that faith that God has a plan. God has a job for me. I don't know what it's going to look like. And it might not look like what I thought it would look like, but I have more going for me and there's more to my identity than just my job. And I think 100 Days to Brave really helped remind me of that. So my first step after doing this study was actually getting the retail job, which doesn't sound brave, because it felt like a cop-out. It felt like I was a failure at first, but realizing, no, I'm going to take that first step in starting to earn income again and getting a job, because it feels a lot better when you're looking for a job and you already have a job. And so that was the first step in just kind of embracing that this is where I'm supposed to be right now. I actually really love fashion. I love clothes. I had never worked in a retail store before. And so I just kind of found the joy in what I was doing. I also think it's important when God plants you in a job to do the best that you can in that job. And also, I've learned so much about management in that store. So to be working for just a really good manager and a really good management team just taught me so much and so many skills. I think I'll carry on to whatever I do in the future. I think when I was looking for a job, I so wanted, you know, I just wanted things to be quick. I just wanted, okay, all right, it's going to be quick. I'm going to be making way more money than I made before, and everything's going to be great. And realizing, no, I have to do a complete reset. I have to do a complete redirection, go back down to zero, and then start again. And I think that journey to Brave has really changed my life in realizing that, you know, I can do things. I can pursue things. I have a college degree. I didn't go to college to work retail. But sometimes bravery is holding tight for a bit and taking the opportunities that come and making the best of the situation that comes, because I know deep in my heart that God has me exactly where He wants me right now. I may not be making as much money as I want to be making, you know. Some days I deal with customers and I'm like, no, this is not what I want to be doing, but this is where I am. And it's hard to hold tight. It's hard to just stay where you're planted, but sometimes God puts you exactly where you want to be, even if it's not where you want, because you have to go through that to become the person that He wants you to be. Law school has been something that I have always thought about, I've always kind of dreamed about. And I actually ended up applying for two different cycles. The first cycle I applied, I just sort of signed up for the LSAT, which is the test you take to get into law school. And, you know, when you're 9-10 years out of undergrad, you haven't taken a test in a while. And so I got a disappointing score, which meant I got disappointing admission results. But that sort of emboldened me, and my fiance was like, you know what, let's just try again, like sign up for another one and we'll try this again and we'll just push it back a year. And so I did. When I got my second LSAT score, and it was 10 points higher than my first LSAT score, which is a really amazing jump, And it made me feel like, okay, I can do this. And starting to look at the schools that I could get into with my new LSAT score, it really did change my life. It helped give me more confidence and to think like, no, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And then when I started touring law schools and kind of going to these preview weekends, just realizing this is what I want to do. So the next step looks like pursuing what I want to do. You know, I am 30 going back to school. I'm not as young as I used to be. You know, I'm going in married, you know, with a husband, and I have a mortgage and I own a house. And, you know, is this too late for me? But it's not too late. It's never too late to go back to school.
Slow clap for Laura. Okay, Laura, bravo. She is the embodiment of Lin-Manuel and Hamilton, declaring that she's not going to throw away her shot. My girl. She mourned the loss of her job and what she thought she had in mind for her life, which, let me be clear, is completely valid. You need that time to mourn. But then Laura got up, looked at what she had in front of her, and worked really hard to make her dreams unfold. I'm so glad Laura shared her story with us today. So listen, Laura showed us that calling your shot is all about a mindset. And one of the tools in my life that has greatly helped me hone that is journaling. Journaling is where I can sit with intention and think about where I am and where God wants me to go. And to help you with your own journaling practice, I've written you a brand new handy guide called the 100 Days to Brave Guided Journal. So here's the deal. For 100 days, I'm going to give you a few brave quotes to think about, then some journal prompts to get you writing about courage and purpose. So you can check out the 100 Days to Brave Guided Journal anywhere you buy books, and I hope you find that it serves you. Hey, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about this episode and this particular story. You can tag me, Annie F. Downs. That's how you find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere you want to find me. That's how you can find me, Annie F. Downs. So use the hashtags stories from 100 Days to Brave and 100 Days to Brave. They're in the show notes, and use the actual number 100. And if you want, we'd love for you to share this story. All right, friends, that's all for now. Don't forget to look for joy and solutions right in front of you, and then call your shot. I'll see you next time.